Now, you mentioned your age.
I'll be 89. I attended Yankee Stadium in 1928 when I saw some of the great players, you know, Murderers Row, Gehrig, Ruth, Herb Pennock, Wade Hoyt, all those great teams. I was a little too young to see the 1927 team, who was supposed to be the greatest team of all time. But I saw the residual members of that team in 1928. I've been going to games both at Yankee Stadium, Polo Grounds, Ebbets Field, all of my life. And, you know, I love the game. I still do, despite all the difficulties of one kind or another they've had. And, gosh, you know, even though I take exception to some of the cultural behavior of some of these players, I still love the game and I still follow it. And I write about it, of course.
Let's talk about those days when you did watch Ruth and Gehrig. What did a ticket cost you back then? And tell me a little bit about the fans that were there at the ballpark. It was a Depression era, as I recall.
1930, which was one of the first years of the Great Depression, was actually a fairly good year for baseball, which is ironic in a sense. However, as the batting averages of ball players kept rising, the attendance kept plummeting. I mean, you had some wonderful hitters in those years, including, you know, really great Ruth and Gehrig, but you had fellows like Chick Hafey, you had fellows like Al Simmons and Jimmy Fox and Mickey Cochran and Chuck Klein. Their averages were enormous, but it really didn't have an impact on the attendance. Attendance went to the dogs after 1930, and you went to a ballpark, in my case, the Giants' Polo Grounds and the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field. You always had very modest attendances in those years. It made for an entirely different ambiance at a ballpark. And I have to tell you, some of my old friends like myself, who are curmudgeonly characters, I guess, like myself, loved the ambiance of the ballparks in those years. They liked the idea that ballparks weren't full and that you could hear the bat hit the ball, you could hear the conversations between players because of the parks being empty and not full of noise and the distractions of a scoreboard telling you to yell and all those things. It was a totally different environment, much more quiet and subdued. And to me, that was part of the pleasure of going to a game. It was an escape from the noise and the hurly-burly of the city.
Yeah, the tickets didn't cost so much back then either. What did you pay for a ticket?
Oh, my, if I sat in the bleachers, it was 50 cents, and I invariably sat in the bleachers. And if you were perhaps lucky enough to get a reserved seat, it was $1.50, $2.50. And the only time I ever sat in a box, I had a neighbor, a friend of mine, who kind of liked kids like myself. Let's say I was 10 or 11, 12 years old. I had a neighbor who was friendly with John McGraw, the old manager of the New York Giants, and this neighbor had a box seat. And since my dad wasn't interested in baseball and never took me to a game, since he didn't like Major League Baseball much, I used to go with this guy, and we'd sit in the box seat. Maybe it cost $2.50, $3 around there.